Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really jumping into the Australian mortgage and finance brokerage world, our plan, to pull out the key insights for you on tech shifts, market moves, and, well, client strategies that are shaping the future for brokers.
Exactly. And this isn't just theory. We're blending those big ideas with, you know, practical, actionable advice you can actually use.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with tech. Because it's everywhere, isn't it? AI, artificial intelligence, is huge. We saw Lendy Group setting this pretty ambitious goal, fully AI-led, by June 2026. AI in every workflow, decision, client experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're even talking property analyzers, contract analyzers. Does that 2026 target feel, well, realistic?
Yeah.
Or is it more of a guiding star?
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's fascinating how the MFAA, the Mortgage and Finance Association, frames it. They really stress that AI is here to, quote, enhance the value a broker brings, definitely not replace the broker.
Right. Enhance, not replace.
Exactly. So the practical role right now, it's automating that really time-consuming admin stuff. Document management, data entry.
The grunt work.
Precisely. Freeing up brokers for the high-value human tasks. You know, building those relationships, providing that empathetic advice, that's where the real value lies, frankly. Tech just clears the path.
That makes a lot of sense. So, okay, if AI handles that side, where does something like open banking fit? We're talking secure electronic sharing of financial data with client consent of the consumer data, right, the CDR. And crucially, it's meant to replace that older screen scraping method, which, let's be honest, had real privacy concerns and compliance risks.
Yeah, connecting this to the bigger picture, open banking is more than just efficiency. It fundamentally changes the game for data. It means faster, much more accurate data straight from the banks. You get a complete financial picture of your client almost instantly.
Wow, okay.
Which then allows for super streamlined automated income and expense checks, fewer errors, saves so much time, and lets you be more proactive for the client.
So with all this tech streamlining the back end of the data, it really makes you wonder, how does this change the actual client relationship? Is it just efficiency?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're seeing these on-demand digital portals pop up, like the BankWest Broker Portal. Clients get 24/7 visibility, real-time trackers, secure doc uploads like DocBox, digital signing too.
And this leads to a key question, right? How does this actually build trust? Well, by offering that radical transparency and convenience, you drastically cut down on client anxiety, that feeling of what's happening with my application just melts away.
Right. They can see it themselves.
Exactly. And the value goes way beyond just getting the loan settled. Think about systematic post-settlement strategies. Tools like Loan Checker can automate reminders for fixed rate expiries, things like that. This is absolutely crucial for keeping clients and getting referrals.
Oh, so it turns a transaction into more of a long-term thing.
Precisely. It becomes a lifelong partnership because you're staying relevant, providing ongoing value.
Okay, so tech helps build those relationships. But what about the bigger picture? The market context, and the necessary safeguards. We should quickly mention the RBA, the Reserve Bank. They cut the cash rate recently, August 12th, down 25 points to 3.60%. Inflation cooling a bit, signaling more competition in lending.
That's a key piece of context, but there's a critical warning here, too. In this environment, trust is everything, which brings us straight to cybersecurity. It's non-negotiable for brokers. You handle incredibly sensitive data, your prime targets, and the reputational damage from a breach can be devastating.
So what can brokers actually do?
Practical things. Multi-factor authentication, MFA, is a must. Secure document portals, not just email. And ongoing training for staff is vital. Also remember, APRA, the Prudential Regulation Authority, they're keeping that 3 percentage point serviceability buffer. They're watching household debt closely. So responsible lending is still very much the focus.
Right. So pulling this all together then, what does it mean for you, the listener? This deep dive really shows that mastering the future isn't just about having the shiniest new tech. It's about using that tech strategically to actually strengthen the human element, boost client satisfaction with transparency, and, well, secure your competitive edge.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe a final thought. In a landscape that's being reshaped so quickly by technology, that role of the broker as the trusted, empathetic advisor, it actually becomes even more essential. The real art, you know, lies in using all this innovation to deepen that human connection, not let it fade away.